Another state grappling with a sharp increase in infections is South Carolina. Yesterday, state health officials announced more than 1,700 new cases in the last 24 hours, which is more than double the number of daily cases a month ago. As cases around the state increase, mobile testing sites organized and run by local community groups have sprung up to get as many people tested as possible. Before the banner announcing COVID testing had even been set up, the cars were lined up outside Good Hope AME Church in Cope, South Carolina. Once the tents were finally up and testing supplies organized, the first person in the hot seat was the church's pastor, Reverend Georgianne Pringle. Pringle says she'd been trying to get a testing site like this to come for months to test the members of her mostly older African-American congregation, but also the general public in this rural area about 40 miles south of the state's capital, Columbia.
Oftentimes, the people in the rural areas don't have access to health care like people in the city and larger areas, and so this is a great event for us.
This pop-up COVID-19 testing site was open for 3 hours on Thursday evening and tested 137 people for free. It's part of a surge of 8 testing events this week organized by the statewide district of AME churches in South Carolina. Bishop Samuel Green leads the district.
The African-American population is very much affected because of the health disparities. And even with the numbers of cases in South Carolina, in relationship to the population of African Americans, it's disproportionate. So we wanted to, as a church, to take part in trying to help getting our people tested and hopefully to slow down the spread.
South Carolina has become a growing epicenter of COVID-19 with more than 50,000 confirmed cases. While the number of tests has increased over the last month, thanks in part to mobile testing and pop-up sites across the state, the percentage of positive tests has also been rising, an indication of growing spread. In Cope, most of the people who came to the Good Hope AME testing site were not symptomatic, but wanted to know if they were carrying the virus or not. Michelle Young waited a little over 2 hours to get tested.
Well, it was not comfortable at all, but I'm glad I did it so I could find out positive, negative.
Cora Calloway was just glad to get a test since she's heard the kits can be in short supply.
All the other places that's doing it, you have to get there very, very early, you know, to get tested because they run out.
We keep hearing that everybody can be tested, but everybody can't be tested if they do not have adequate supplies.
Green says after another church testing site he organized ran out of supplies earlier in the day, he arranged to have 2,000 more test kits sent from neighboring Georgia to have enough for this weekend. Even if small testing sites like this one are just a fraction of what the state requires, Green sees the church's efforts as a crucial part of its mission.
We in the AME Church believe in holistic ministry, and just the worship service on Sunday morning and our people are dying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday would be really a tragedy and also an indictment upon our ministry if we did not reach out beyond the walls and minister to all people.